God designed us to operate best when full. And if we follow what God says, and if we are filled with the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18, that is how we operate. And so what is happening is many believers go through life not filled, and it's like they're walking through life pushing their little bike that God designed for them to sail through life. I mean, did you know on 35 you can actually really sail along? In fact, if you go down to 25 and 15, you don't even have to stand up. You can go up those hills. Yet so many believers don't operate their bike the way God designed them to be. So with that picture in mind, apply that to our life in Christ. Simply stated, our life in Christ is to live out what God designed us to be. Life is most of all about who we are in Christ, and that determines what we do. Who we are dictates how we behave. In fact, you put it this way, if you believe right, you'll behave right. But it starts with believing the truth about who we are in Christ. What God designed us to be. That's the essence. Since God uses the term filled right there in verse 18, we start to think about the truth illustrated in life. Filled is a normal state of life that we are to pursue as believers. It is not only for the few. It's not just that a few people finally get up to the state of being Spirit-filled. That's normal. Can you imagine going down here on Stadium to one of these car lots and buying, you know, a new car, but it doesn't run? You expect if you buy a car, it's fully functional and it runs. God says normal state for believers is filled. It's not for the few. It's not for the rarefied. It's not for the super saints. It's for every saint, every believer, each of us today. Now, Spirit-filled living is so much like riding a bike. Either we get our tires filled or they're empty. Either we keep our tires repaired or they go empty. Either we go through life riding as God designed us to do on full tires, or we trudge through life pushing what God designed for us to ride, and we live with flat, tired, spiritually empty lives. Have you ever seen people pushing a car? You know, it's out of gas. Was a car designed to be pushed? Was it designed to have all of your friends huffing and puffing behind you, pushing you along through life? Yet that is a picture you can get in your mind of what living the Christian life looks like from God's perspective when we don't operate the way He designed us to operate. I mean, what would you think of someone that bought a brand new car and had all their friends pushing them around town? You'd say, is this a joke? Haven't you ever started that thing? Do you understand what discipleship is? Discipleship is finding people who are manually trying to make their Christian life work and come alongside them and say, have you been to the gas station? Is this thing out of fuel? Have you lost the key? Do you know how to start it? Have you ever had driving lessons? Do you understand what I mean? That's what discipleship is. Because many people are operating the Christian life not how it was designed. And discipleship is just coming alongside of them and say, I went through this too. I used to walk my bike all the time. And you just explain to them what the Lord said.